Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You already the best running back in the world. I think you're the best player in the world.
What's that? That's my first 200. That's my first 200. You got three? Hey, we broke the record.
Sideline Sunday night as Saquon breaks the record. AJ there saying he's the best player in the league. That is high praise.
He feel like it.
If you're just making a list of the best football players right now, right? Not the whole most valuable context, because then it becomes quarterback, running back, but just the best players. It's a very short list that he's got to be on it, Hugh. Right? You're talking about like Lamar, Mahomes, Allen, those are three of the best quarterbacks, right? You start thinking about other positions. Saquon right now, just watching him play this season, looks like one of the 10 best players, 5 best players in all of pro football. It's an amazing season he's having. So here's my question, Hugh Douglas. As they get set to play the Ravens, now this is the number 2 run defense in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
They don't allow many rushing yards to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Is this Eagles run game defense proof? What I mean by that is, it doesn't matter.
It feels like it.
Okay.
It feels like it. Now, we're going to see this weekend because you know what it is? It's the mystique of the Baltimore Ravens that I think we're talking about. Because technically, they've been beat up a couple times this year defensively. And we saw what happened when they played Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh won by kicking field goals.
They did. But it's usually through the air people beat them, not on the ground.
And I feel like we can run it enough, Joe, keep you honest, that we'll have our opportunity to throw the ball. But, man, let me tell you the difference between, I feel, Saquon and Derrick Henry.
Mm.
Derrick Henry, he's like straight downhill, you know, boom, he out. Like, he's the type that when he runs, it's almost like, you ever seen those trucks that had those batting rams on the front?
Oh, yeah.
That when he hits the hole, he just clears out everybody. Saquon is elusive. He gets an open field. You kiss the baby. It's almost like when y'all like talk about where Barry Sanders was running down the field, and I was running behind him, about 50 yards behind him. And that's Saquon Barkley. He is a guy that Marshall Faulk, you get him in space,
yep,
you have a problem. It's different. You know, Derrick Henry, he's more of a guy that you throw a screen pass to him, you might have a chance to tackle him before he gets going.
Well, he's unique because he doesn't have super great burst, but once he gets going,
it's like he's a juggernaut. He's one of them cats that he's hard to bring down. Saquon is the type of guy that, say, for instance, if you're out there playing against him and he runs a wheel route or he's running a screen, as a defender, in your mind, because you've been coached like this all week, oh, snap. Let me keep him corralled. You're not gonna take a shot and try to tackle him, because he might make you miss.
Mm-hmm.
So you're waiting, trying to wait till your help comes, and by the time your help comes, he's already out the gate and he's gone.
So I think this is fascinating because the Ravens are obviously good against the run, and if we look at the numbers, now part of the numbers might be the Eagles just destroy these teams, so they've ruined their rankings.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles have done most of their damage against bad run defenses. Dallas is 31st, Giants are 30th, Washington 29th, Rams 28th, Jacksonville 26th, Cleveland 24th, New Orleans 25th, Cincinnati 21. Now, again, part of it might be they're ranked that low because the Eagles ran for 200 on them, so that knocked down where they rank in the standings. But they haven't seen anyone to this effect. Like, they haven't seen a team yet so far this season that ranks in the top 10 in run defense. Mm-hmm. They will on Sunday. But if they run on the Ravens, like if they go down there and run for 200, I think we have to start saying this is one of the greatest running attacks in NFL history.
And I tell you what, wow, that's hyperbole for
real.
Hold
on.
The day before Thanksgiving.
Hold on. They have more rushing yards through 11 games than any team in the Super Bowl era. I don't think it's hyperbole.
No, I mean, I'm just saying.
If they run for 200,
you might be
Ravens,
right, because you do have stats that back it up, because I see you looking at them all day. But it's just.
Oh, I got all of
them. It's just funny to hear you spit it like that. I'll tell you what else, Joe, is we had Jordan Mailata on the show Monday. And, you know, I was talking to him about his matchup with Jed Verse. Jordan Mailata looked like he was ready to play.
Again?
Like he was stoked.
I love it.
This offensive line, this is something that Saquon has brought it to the offensive line, and they take full pride in doing what they do. So, I say all that to say this. I'm long talking today because, you know, it's the holidays and I ain't going to hear from me for a while. I feel like they're going into this game knowing everything that they know. They're going to make it their personal business. They want him to break that record. Ain't nobody told me that. Nobody's told me that. I just want to say that first. Jordan didn't sit here and say, hey, we want to help Saquon break the record. Because, like, let's be real. This he got like 700 yards to go. But the fact that, think about it like this, people. They went in the office and said, hey, man, let's run the ball. They've been running the ball well. They've been mauling people. They are taking great pride in beating the brakes off of folks and making them and imposing their will in the fourth quarter. I feel like they're going into this game knowing what they know. They're going to do their damnedest to. I would say he might not have a 200-yard game, but he gonna crack 100. He's going to crack 100 this weekend, no question. And it might be tough sledding. It might be a 32-carry game or whatever. He's going to crack 100. Because they're going to make damn sure that he gets at least 100 yards this week.
All right, well, you led me here, and then we'll go back to the phones. 215-592-9494. Saquon Barkley's number at FanDuel over-under Sunday against the number two rush defense in the NFL, 91.5. Over?
Over, all day. That we doing the parlays now?
Well, I'm just...
We're going to put that... Well, let me write that down.
You write that one down.
Hey, listen.
Oh, he was cooking up bets left and
right. I woke up this morning.
Oh, this guy.
Boy, I tell you, hey, listen, y'all. I just want to let y'all know right now. I got one for you. And I'm going to tell you, I ain't going to tell you what it is right now. But, boy, if I hit this bet, hey, Joe, if I hit this bet, I'm going to go to Cabela's and get me a nice-ass coat.
You're actually going to go in there and spend some money?
I'm going to go in there. And, you know, I'm going to do like that. What's that song? That Jermaine Dupri song? I'm going to yell, money at a thing. I'm going to be like, money at a thing. I'm going to come in there waving it. Like, look, if I hit this bet, oh, man.
High roller Hugh.
What you talking about?
So you brought up the fact, Joe, that, you know, maybe the Eagles just haven't faced many good run defenses. I'm looking at the Ravens' schedule. I don't know what, like, world-beating rushing attack they've gone against. Actually, they played the Chargers Monday, which, you know, they don't have a great running back per se, but they had Dobbins for most of that first half, and he was putting it on them a little bit. Like, I don't know, maybe the Ravens are a product of an easy schedule versus teams that can't really run the ball very well.
Yeah, I'm trying to kind of catalog in my head who they've played. They went against Washington. They're a good run team. They went against Pittsburgh. But that's about it. That's the top 10 teams I think they've seen.
Like, does Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren really scare you? Does Brian Robinson really scare you?
No, I mean, Daniels runs. That adds to the mix.
Sure.
Yeah. No, but they haven't gone up against a back like Saquon. I mean, there's not many. If they run on the Ravens, like, significantly, then no one's going to stop them all year.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This is it. This is the best one they've seen.
They haven't gone up against an offensive line. Like, the Eagles, they have the best offensive line in football, especially when it comes to running the ball.
Yep.
Like, we've gone through what their identity is early in the season when they struggled, going 2-2. What's their identity? They found it. They're a physical football team, and they love kicking your ass up and down the field. Like, it might just be like there's nothing you can do.
Well, if that's the case, then then no one's going to stop them. I mean, this is the best run defense they've seen all year. Can't wait to see how they play against them. 215-592-9494. All right, pair of tickets to the Big Five Classic today. Clue number one, this was the first thing Hugh thought of when I said, what do you think about Thanksgiving? He just, that's what he said. It's the first thing he blurted out. That's your first clue today for Hugh's Clues. 215-592-9494. Do you trust Jalen Hurts if this becomes a shootout on Sunday? Greg in the Northeast. Hey, Greg.
Joe Hugh, what's up, man?
Hey, Greg.
Hey, I want to tell you guys, happy Thanksgiving, man. I'm thankful for you guys, man. I love the show. And I hope Cowboy Jim's turkey's overcooked and it's so and his stuffing isn't stovetop.
Well, Greg, we appreciate you being a part of the show, and we all, as a community, hope Cowboy Jim burns his turkey tomorrow.
Who making like stovetop though? You made stovetop when you were single.
Stovetop, the best stuffing out there, bro.
Yeah, I disagree.
Well, that homemade teach stuffing their though. Own. I mean,
the people like you ain't never seen my grandma
have the homemade.
Make the cornbread. She make a whole pan of cornbread and then crumble it all
up. The cornbread stuffing. That's where it's at.
My grandma used to make oyster stuffing, and I ain't never saw nobody make it since, and it was good.
Oyster stuffing doesn't sound bad.
Yeah.
That sounds really good, by the way.
Regarding Jalen Hurts, man, I don't think he, like, if we get in a shootout, luckily Jalen Hurts doesn't have to do it all on his own because we got a well-rounded team. Our defensive line is going to dominate the Ravens. I want to know what the over-under is on Derrick Henry because he's not getting 100 yards against our defensive line.
His is 83 and a half, Greg. So it's under Saquon for sure.
Yeah, I'm going under 83 for Derrick Henry too because our defensive line's playing well. Everybody, all 11 men on defense, they look like they know what they're doing. Not like last year where like they were looking around like, what do I do? What do I do? Like everybody's in sync. We're looking good. We're winning this game. Like I said, happy Thanksgiving to y'all. I hope you all enjoy your families. Go Birds.
Greg, appreciate it. What's your guess? Hughes Clues guess.
Oh, Hugh yelled out gravy.
Good. See, like,
that's
Greg,
a good guess.
Greg understood the spirit.
That's a good guess.
Yes.
That's a really good
guess.
Our
first person today didn't have an answer, even though he got a clue.
Yeah, yeah.
He wanted a second clue. Yeah, I mean, you get one clue, and then you go from there. One clue an hour. I mean, it's still
a game. I can respect being so fired up about what our main topic is.
I need a second clue. Give me another one. Now we're doing one an hour. Ken and Cinnamon's is up. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good morning, Ken.
Man.
First of all, happy Thanksgiving.
You too,
Hope
Ken.
You guys all have a wonderful day. Listen, this whole topic is kind of puzzling. You're talking about a defense that gives up 18 points a game. So what do you constitute as a shootout? I mean, it's just statistically, mathematically, you're never going to be far enough behind that you can't run your base offense, which is running the football. And here's the thing. Look, I've never been a Jalen hater, and I've never been a Jalen, you know, I've never been OG Wade. Nobody's ever going to accuse me of that. But I am a realist, and all you need is Jalen Hurts to play the way Jalen Hurts is playing right now. That's all you need. So it's really hard in 2024 when people think about the NFL to wrap their brains around the fact that you can have an explosive offense that is built around running the football. But that's what the Eagles have. The Eagles have one of the most explosive offenses in the league, which is why they are near the top of the league in chunk plays over 40 yards. They're just not passing plays. And here's a perfect example. We all look at the Lions, and we, you know, not all of us, but some people have offense envy for the Lions because of the way the Lions score. I mean, John Ritchie wants the Eagles to go out and run tackle-eligible plays because that's what the Lions do a lot, right? But had Jared Goff had a single game with the Lions this year in this explosive offense where he's had 270-yard touchdown passes in a half?
I would guess not. I mean, that's pretty rare.
The answer to that question is no. The Eagles have 270-yard touchdown runs in a half, and a 70-yard touchdown run is just as explosive as a 70-yard touchdown pass.
Of course, explosive play,
right? But we don't think of running the football and explosiveness in the same context. But they scored 37 points the other night. The Rams' defensive front is much better than the front that they're going to face this week. And I'm telling you, this team can run the football whenever they want to against anybody they choose to.
Ken, I agree. I think they'll do fine. But let me paint a scenario for you. Like a lot of their explosive runs feel like they come in the second half, right? Saquon has incredible endurance. The offensive line wears you down. And I think it's easier for the Eagles to do that because the game is close, right? They're either winning it by a touchdown or they're tied or, you know, it's not.
All right.
But all right, what if it's 21-10 and the Ravens have the football and they go up 24-10 and there's 12 minutes to go let's say there's 15 minutes to go in the game, 16 minutes to go in the game. That script means Jalen's going to have to throw it. That's what I mean by do you trust him in that spot?
You're also painting a script that statistically, mathematically, does not happen with this team.
Well, but hold on, Ken, I could say the same. But hold on, but I could say the same. I could say the same thing on the other side. They're averaging like 30 points a game, so something's got to give, right? Your scenario may certainly play out where the Eagles hold them down to 16 points through three quarters. But there's also mathematically the Ravens score in the 30, around 30 every game, so they could have 24 entering the fourth quarter.
But you got to talk. You've got to talk in terms of probability, not hypothetical.
Well, the probability is the over/under on the game is 51. The team total for the Ravens in the betting market is 27.5. I mean, most people think the Ravens are going to score. You might not, but the market does.
No, I didn't say the Ravens aren't going to score. The question was, when is there going to be a point in the season that you think that there's a realistic probability that the Eagles are going to be behind by 14 points at any time in the game?
It could certainly happen. Ken, it could certainly happen.
It's a hypothetical.
Well, I guess it could happen. What I am saying is it is so highly unlikely to happen. The reason, and Joe, to the fact that you brought up earlier, which is a fact, that a lot of this seems to happen in the second half because, you know, the offensive line is leaning on people and you just give up, right? Those guys up front just give up. And that's what happens. It's like, I can't do this anymore.
Right.
But part of the reason that they can do that is because they're in every game going into halftime because they don't give up explosive plays. They don't give up big plays. You have to go the length of the field to score against them, which means there's more mistakes. So they're in every game at halftime, which enables them to continue to do exactly what they do best, better than anybody else, and that is just that's run the football. So if there is this quote-unquote shootout, it's not going to be the kind of shootout where they're going to have to throw the ball 40 times to get back into it because they're going to be in the game the entire length of the game so that's going to enable them to do what they do best, which is run the football. I mean, this is so simple. I don't know.
Like it will never happen, Ken. Let me give you a quick example, and then we
does
can
it
move.
Does it ever happen to the Chiefs? Does it ever happen to the Chiefs?
Let me give you a quick example, and then we'll move forward. You give your guess. Last year, I could have the same stuff we're saying about the Eagles. I could have said about last year's 49ers. Christian McCaffrey, great offense. They're never going to be behind. And in the NFC Championship game, they were behind a lot. And guess what? I guarantee the same conversations happened about Brock Purdy last year in San Francisco. Can he throw them back in a game? And he had to, and he did, and they made the Super Bowl last year. We can all sit here and say and smile and say this is never going to happen. I'm telling you, between now and Super Bowl Sunday, Jalen's going to have to throw them back in the game. I don't care what Saquon does. He's going to it's the NFL. Last year, McCaffrey was having a very similar season. And in the NFC Championship game, Purdy had to throw them back in the game, and he did it. We're going to have that moment.
Joe, I'll make you a bet. I'll make you a bet, a steak dinner bet.
Okay.
That there won't be a game all season where the Eagles are trailing by more than 10 points at any point in the game. There won't be a game.
All right, it's a bet. But fine, and I can't wait to see how it. I hope you win because that means if they're never trailing by 10, they're very likely to win almost every game.
And we're going Louisiana.
And we're going to the Super Bowl. So I hope you win this. All right, Ken, what do you got for us? Hughes clues.
I mean, it couldn't be this obvious, right? But I mean, the first thing that came to my mind was football.
You know what? You would think that would have been the first thing that came to Hughes' mind. It's not the word he said, though. Ken, we appreciate it. Good phone call. I enjoyed the back and forth. Like the Niners last year were down 24-7 at halftime to the Lions. In the second half, and whatever people think about Brock Purdy, the game was on him, and he played well, and they won the game. That it could happen to the Eagles on Sunday. It could happen to the Eagles in the NFC title game, the Super Bowl. It's the NFL. This happens.
That was a masterclass in an aggravating Ken from Cinnamon's and phone call. Because we're like, you know, what if this happens? And he's like, well, it's not likely to. Yeah, but what if it does? And the Chiefs, by the way, just had a shootout with the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, we deal with hyperbole on
I'm
the
sorry,
daily.
Like, well, we deal with these things do happen,
no,
right?
No, I meant to say hypotheticals, not hyperbole. We do hyperbole, yeah. But we also do hypotheticals.
Let me just answer the question. And by the way, it doesn't necessarily have to be our defense that puts us in that bad position.
How about a turnover on a special teams?
Right.
Weird play.
Like, we could go, we could find ourselves down
yesterday.
Late in the game. This is a possibility. While it's not statistically likely with the way the defense is playing, like, what if it does? It's a lot of ball left, man.
Yeah, and the Eagles keep winning with a very specific formula. And Hugh, as long as they can continue this formula, great, right?
But you have to think about the intangibles. You got to think about certain scenarios that could potentially present themselves.
Yeah, like if we all had our way, they'd be up 10 in every game. They'd run the ball 30 times a game. They'd play. But it's not going to be that easy every week. I mean, maybe they're just an all-time great combination of run game and defense, and it is close
to that.
There's probably going to be a game where it goes the other way.
Yeah, let's be honest. We're in the sweet spot now where kind of went off the rails last year. And everybody's kind of still dealing with that trauma a little bit. So yeah, that's why you're in the headspace you're in right now.
You still feel that? Yeah,
a little bit. Because when you asked the question this morning, this is where I think Kyle thought I went off the rails. Because you asked, "Do I trust Jalen in a shootout?"
Right.
And I sat there for a minute, and I asked you to repeat the question because I was trying to dig deep. And be honest with myself.
It was a real thinking Douglas this morning.
Yeah, because I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, we saw, to your point, what Jalen looked like when he had to throw the ball a lot. He put the ball in harm's way, had a lot of interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
He turned the ball over a lot. He made some throws, some questionable throws. And in the last couple of weeks, they haven't been as many, but there's been a few, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
So now you're asking me, if we were in a position where, and Kyle, and I understand where Ken's coming from because I kind of look at it the way he did, but Kyle said, well, hypothetically, Hugh, because it doesn't have to necessarily be on the defense for them to get 14 points. And I was like, you're right. So I had to think about that for a little while. And I think that he's in a good headspace where two things are going on right now that he hasn't done in the last, well, he's doing it now, but he didn't do it in the last couple weeks. We complained a couple weeks ago about him not getting the ball out of his hands quickly. Looked like he did that a lot Sunday night. And it looks like he's starting to see his first read a lot better now.
And he got away from pressure. Instead of taking sacks,
That's why I had to workshop it a little bit this morning. And that's why it took me a while. But, yeah, I do believe he can do that.
You think these brilliant takes just arrive at 10 a.m.?
Nah, y'all got to workshop these things, man.
You got to workshop it.
Just like I cannot wait. I can't wait to give out this five parlay that I got.
I know. We got
for the people.
High roller Hugh over here. And just a little preview on this. The whole room was like, what? You betting on what?
That's what you call a long tease.
All right. 215-592-9494. All right. The Eagles have made some moves here to replace Brandon Graham. We'll get Hugh's thoughts on these new Eagles edge rushers coming up. Do you trust Jalen Hurts if this is a shootout on Sunday to go throw for throw and win the game? Plus, Nick Sirianni's conversation with the morning show at noon. Your phone calls all day long. Hugh's clue. Second clue coming up. It's the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, we got one day left, and it's never too early to start planning for that Thanksgiving gathering, even though we got one day left. So if you got your shopping list started, you should have had it started a couple days ago, and it should almost be done. Let me just add a suggestion for you. Put some pork on that list. You may be wondering, what about the turkey, Hugh? Yeah, you can still get the turkey, but on Thanksgiving, we like to eat a whole bunch of different stuff, so it's time for something a little bit different, so go and get some pork on your fork. Hatfield variety of marinated pork, tenderloins, bacon, ham, and ham steaks are all main dish contenders this year. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. And remember, this Thanksgiving, put pork on your fork.
It really is the most wonderful time of the year. Holiday season, Thanksgiving tomorrow, football.
Whatever.
Now, don't be a Grinch.
What's your problem?
I'm not being a Grinch. What's my problem?
Yeah.
I don't have a problem.
You said you didn't like the song.
It's all right.
All
right. I saw the Christmas tree. We got the Christmas tree. Yeah. Can we have Thanksgiving first?
Well, but you got to realize, so everyone leaves today, right?
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
by the
right.
time we get
come
back,
we'll be in Christmas mode.
They're just getting ahead of the curve.
You know what's funny? Like, listen, I listen to the morning show. And since you went here, I got to say something.
I didn't go anywhere.
No, because Joe the camera said something this morning, and I love Joe. But he said something that kind of triggered me.
What did he say?
This morning. Because he was talking about the holidays and how he was saying, what did he say? He said something about, hey, check up on the people because they might be alone this Thanksgiving.
Okay, he's just trying to be nice.
And I'm like, well, how the hell you know I don't want to be alone on Thanksgiving?
Well, I don't think it was pointed directly.
I think he's implying check in on the people that don't want to be alone but are. Like, I think that kind of goes without saying.
I am listening as a fan of the show. And I'm just like everybody else does, they get mad at you when you say stuff, Joe. They don't even know you.
You are Scrooge McDouglas, man.
I got mad at Joe because I'm like, hell, how do you know I want to be bothered on Thanksgiving?
He's not talking about you then.
No, but I'm just saying, like, don't call me.
I think it was just a generalization.
I don't want to be bothered.
He's not talking about the Hugh Douglas of the world. He's talking about the people that don't choose to be alone.
There are some people out there that they like to be by themselves. They don't want to be festive. They don't want to be
who he was talking
with the
about.
Families. But I was just saying, I felt like he was like, how dare you put me in a category?
You make this about
everybody
you.
Else.
Wow.
Doesn't everybody?
Self-serving Douglas over here.
holidays, and you're thinking about yourself.
It's actually a compliment to Joe, because in radio, you want to make each listener feel like you're a part of it. You and them, right? And Joe did that to you. You felt like Joe was calling you out personally.
I was like, how dare you, Joe? I don't want to be bothered. Just say, hey, just send a text, shoot a text. People say, hey, I'm worried about you. For what? I got a ton of alcohol at the crib. I'm chill. I got video games, and I got leftovers. What more can a man want?
Well, I mean, you could say a few other things.
No, it's funny because let's be honest. Tomorrow, you're going to have family members over that you haven't seen in a while. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have conversations with them that you really don't want to have.
Well, it's that trade-off. You get the good food, you get the dessert, you get the football, you got to deal with the other stuff.
And you know what, Joe? I don't, you know, I'm not saying you in particular, but what we do for a living, we always have to have conversations with family members who want to validate their football knowledge all the time. And it's like, and I really want to look at them and say, dog, like seriously, all jokes aside, listen, a quick conversation about football, I don't have a problem with. But when we sitting at the table and you want to have a full-blown conversation about the Detroit Lions or what the Eagles are doing, dog, I talk on the radio for 4 hours a day. Mm. I ain't trying to have that conversation. I want to sit here and watch football with y'all, if I'm going to do that, and just chill out. We ain't got to talk about football. Just chill out. Be quiet. Let's talk about Pokemon. Let's talk about something different. We ain't got to talk about sports all the time. We about to watch the game.
Pokemon?
Anything besides football.
Yeah, don't talk about Pokemon. Yeah.
But you get what I'm saying, though, because I'm pretty sure you have family members when you, hey, how's the show going? You guys were talking about. No. can I have a moment where I ain't got to talk about that? Like, I've been talking about it for 4 hours. Can I just get a moment?
So
can I just enjoy this plate without you in my ear talking about the Eagles for 1 minute?
Everyone should check on you tomorrow and ask you about the Eagles.
Yeah, no. Everyone, if you know Hugh, shoot him a text. See how he's doing. Maybe give him a call, FaceTime. You know what?
Can they run on the Ravens?
I forgot where I was because I know that's exactly what I'm going to get.
I think for the last 3 minutes, Hugh forgot exactly where he was.
That's why you got love Philadelphia. Like, you know what, Hugh, screw you. We're going to ask you about the Eagles.
Wait, what?
Time.
You said not to do something? We're going to do it more.
I forgot where I was.
Yeah, you did. All right,
I didn't set myself up.
215-592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phone lines, Hugh, why don't you give everyone a second clue? Huge clues. Pair of tickets to the Big Five Classic Saturday, December 7th at the Wells Fargo Center. All right, the first clue today was this was the first word Hugh said when I asked him about Thanksgiving. Clue number two?
It's not a food.
Well, that's going to certainly change the equation here. So, yes, this was not a food.
Yes.
You know, you would think, I don't know, turkey. I mean, like I say Thanksgiving, you think turkey. Well, that's not what you said.
Not
a food. Clue number two. All right, 215-592-9494. First, before we get back to the phones, though, Hugh, Eagles did make a signing as they try to replace Brandon Graham.
Every week.
Every day. All right. Couple of players in here to, in aggregate, maybe replace what they're losing here in Brandon Graham. So they signed KJ Henry.
In aggregate as well.
Yeah, 2 days ago, right? He was the he was a player on the Commanders last year, young player. He bounced around from the Bengals, Cowboys. Seems like he's just a guy, right?
Like you said, he's just a guy.
Just a guy. But the name yesterday is actually more of a name, former first-round pick, Charles Harris, who this year was a Panther. You look at his numbers. He had 3 sacks this year. It's like he was playing. He was getting playing time, 3 sacks. He actually was a former first-round pick the year the Eagles took Derek Barnett. I remember he was kind of in the mix to be picked in that, you know, around that spot. I think the best season he had in the NFL was with Detroit maybe 3 years ago. He's become a journeyman. I actually think for what Charles Harris is, that's not a bad signing for November. 3 sacks?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to find too many pass rushers out there. You're not going to find too many guys that can do what you want them to do. This has to come from within. You sign a guy like that because you're trying to spell some guys. You're trying to, you know, take some of the heat or some of the reps off of other people. But it ain't too many guys out there, man, that you can get at this time of the year. Really ain't.
We did have an update, though, on the Shaq Barrett situation. Kyle, what did we see this morning on Shaq Barrett? So Shaq Barrett, that's, of all the names possibly out there, he's the one that's been the best the most recently, right? Because there's a lot of veterans that are just hanging out. He was a player last year. He signed with the Dolphins in training camp. He decided to retire, so he's sitting at home. But, you know, there's some buzz that maybe he's trying to come out of retirement now, but it's a matter of where he would want to go.
So it's popped up on my Twitter feed, and it's at, like, DMs, which, you know, you can never really fully verify.
Sure.
How true it might be. But so it's a screenshot of a DM to Jordana Barrett, who I assume is his wife, girlfriend, whatever. It's his significant other. And they said, "We want Shaq in Philly." She loved it, hearted it. And she responded, "Miami has his rights, but the Eagles are the ones who pulled him out of retirement." Mm. So
that's what
that's
to keep
just what's
an eye
going
on.
Around.
Yeah. So Adam Schefter did report yesterday. He did put in for reinstatement. He's trying to come out of retirement. That's the biggest possible name. I have no idea how. Like, I guess the Dolphins would have to grant him his release, and then he'd be free to sign somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure before all of this happens, then you want to make sure that you put yourself in a position so that you can look at other teams. I made a phone call yesterday. I know some people about this particular thing.
This player,
they know him very, very close. And he was like, "This is still a fluid situation." They said, "You know, we gotta do some things first before we can even get to that point." Because you know me, I just like, "Hey,
get him here.
We need him here."
So Miami has to agree to cut him by 4 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah. So they're probably trying to, the people that I know, they're probably trying to work this out, you know, and get this done. So I'll give him to what? You say 4 o'clock? I'll make that phone call again or that text message.
Leave him alone.
Tomorrow he's calling someone important.
I'm calling somebody. Joe, you probably got to text me, remind me to make the phone call. But outside of that,
Hugh, make the
I'm
phone
on top
call.
Of it. I'm
All
on
right.
top of it.
215.
Everyone remind Hugh tomorrow.
Yes.
Check in on him
anyway.
And tell him to make the phone
they're
call.
They're going to do that anyway. Got to love the people, man.
215-592-9494. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here. Do you trust Jalen Hurts if this is indeed a shootout on Sunday? Anthony in Jersey's up. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Good, Anthony. What's up?
What up, man?
Hey, man, I trust Jalen Hurts during the shootout. Like you guys have been saying, we have players that can get the ball to dunks and screens and that can go 70 yards, 80 yards. Not to mention, say, at the backfield, he's going the distance.
They must have had a
dunk on them. I don't believe that the Ravens play the defense like us. I know they play the Steelers or whatever, but I see that they play the defense like us.
Yeah, Anthony, the Steelers are probably the only one. And the Chiefs in week one. They've only been held to 20 or less, I think, 2 times. Every other game, it's been, you know, upper 20s, 30s, 40s. They usually score a lot. But your point, they haven't seen a lot of great defenses.
Yeah, they haven't seen a lot of great defenses. And I think the Ravens are just living off their old name, Ravens. Man, the Ravens ain't nobody to be scared of. Man, we are the team to be scared of. The uglies up front, man. They going to maul you and maul you and maul you until you in the ground, man. And Saquon is running down the sideline, man. Saquon running down the sideline.
Well, and he runs, and he's been running amazingly this year. All right, Anthony, what do you got for us? Hughes Clues, what's the answer today?
Oh, man, you messed me up with not the food, man. I was going to go with Axville, the pork and bacon, but I'm going to say Furniture, man.
Furniture?
Furniture, like you lay down on the furniture after you're done eating?
Yeah, you ain't got none.
No, I don't.
Well, you know what?
I don't.
That's a great answer.
I got a shelf yesterday, though.
You got a shelf before a couch?
Yeah, well, you know, it's for my son. Like, my son has more furniture in his room than I actually have in my whole house. But I'm waiting, man. I mean,
just
it's
get a couch.
Nah, I'll wait.
What do you sit on?
The bed.
You just go home and lay in your bed?
Go to sleep.
We're done. We're off the air at 2 o'clock.
Best.
That's a long time in the bed, man.
It's the absolute best. It's the best. That's why I got a bed that was so comfortable.
Wait a second.
What?
When you're eating dinner, you eating in the bed?
No, I go. I sit on the counter. Eat a little dinner.
Sit on the counter?
Time out.
Yeah.
My daughter sits on the counter. She weighs 45 pounds.
Dude, there's no way that counter is going to last long.
You can't be sitting on the counter.
This is a big, sturdy marble counter. I'll sit on the counter.
Yeah, but when I think of, like, when someone says they're sitting
or
on the counter.
I lay in the bed or I sit on the bed.
You can't be eating dinner in bed.
Sedentary. No, because I get up and, you know, I move around. But, yeah, I lay in the bed and play video games and chill out and watch some TV.
We got to get you a couch. I'm going to get a couch, man. We might have to chip in at the station.
Nah, I'm going to get a couch. Yeah. I'm going to get a couch. I just ain't found one I wanted.
You know what my favorite thing is when the Eagles are really good? We take other good teams and we make them out to not be good. Our last caller just said, like, poo-pooed the Ravens. Like,
he kind of did.
In the last two years, they are 21-8. Like, they're good, too. I think the Eagles could certainly win this game on Sunday. But this isn't like... It's just some team.
This is going to be a challenge.
Yeah, of course it is.
This is going to be a challenge.
Nancy in Valley Forge is up. Hey, Nancy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Nancy. What's up?
So I think it's going to come down to, you know, the last couple minutes of the game. I think it's going to depend upon who makes no mistakes. Because, you know, I do have a certain quarterback as my fantasy quarterback. So I've been paying attention to the Ravens.
Oh, you have Lamar. That's a pretty good fantasy quarterback to have.
It is. And I also have their defense. So, you know, listen, I would love to see a game where we blow them out and we can all have a nice Sunday, watch it with the family that's still in town, you know, enjoy it and not be on pins and needles screaming at the TV for 2.5 hours.
Oh, I'd like that. It feels like it's probably going to be really close, but I would enjoy that if we could like exhale in the fourth quarter the way we did Sunday night. That would be great.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah,
wouldn't that be nice if it just cap off a lovely Thanksgiving weekend?
It would. All right, Nancy, what do you think about a Hugh's beard? Because if they hold the Ravens to 20 or less, that beard is in trouble.
Hugh, you better start preparing yourself mentally. That thing is gone.
I've been prepared mentally for weeks. I started preparing mentally.
Well, good.
Who did they play? The Commodores.
Commodores. Yeah, Hugh's been sitting on his counter.
I want to hear all this boo-hooing when
I'm not a boo-hooer. I'm a stand-up guy. I might try to.
You may be stand-up, but we're going to have to hear about it forever.
It'll grow back. If I got to shave, it'll grow back.
Now, have we made a final decision on if you're dyeing it green or shaving it?
What do you
think, Nancy, if he had to either shave it off or dye it green for like a whole month?
A month?
Yeah, a month.
Well,
damn, Joe.
I mean, I am a happily married woman, but, you know, I do like a clean shaven face.
All right, so I think we know where the vote is there. All right, Nancy, what's your guess? Hugh's clues. The first thing he said to me when I said, Hugh, Thanksgiving. This is what he said.
Listen, y'all, don't go get into trouble.
That's something Hugh would say. Yeah, trouble.
Yeah, trouble.
Stay, avoid trouble. Nancy, that's not it, but it's certainly something Hugh would say. Yeah, a green beard for a month would be something else.
Yeah, it would be.
The whole playoff run, everyone coming out to the pregame shows at the link, and there's Hubert, his green beard.
Laughing and giggling, pointing, taking pictures.
You thought defense didn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that might be better than the no beard. Well, because I feel like the if you shave after a few days, we'll just get used to you without a beard.
Yeah, with a booty face.
Right, but the green.
And then grow back.
The green beard.
Because technically, if I shave, then I can do what Coach Sirianni did, because he let his grow back. So all I got to do is shave, and then I can let it grow back.
Yeah, I think for our purposes, the better thing for a longer period of time would be the green beard. I mean, that you got to hold that for a whole month, the whole playoff run. I think that would have to be it, right? You have to dye it the start of the postseason week, and you can't cut it off
until after the outcome.
Until the Eagles are done.
Okay, so when we make it to Louisiana, can I dye it back when we go to Louisiana?
Oh, no, when we get home.
Are you crazy? You think you're going to like undo the good juju before the Super Bowl?
And you're going to have a green beard. You can't do that.
Oh, I tried it. I tried it.
Could you imagine us down in on Bourbon Street? Where's Shoe? We haven't seen him in a few.
There he is, right there. Big black guy with the green beard. Yeah. All of that. Yep. All of that. The bag of chips.
Eric in Middletown. What's up, Eric?
Good afternoon, guys. First of all, there's no way Baltimore is stopping our offense. They have to sneak their safety down, Hamilton, to play the run defense. We'll just go right over the top on them. We're going to get Saquon in the open on these screen plays and dump off.
Might need some music.
And it's going to be wide open. Double-digit win. I guarantee it.
A guaranteed double-digit win, Eric? I like that.
We're going to be roasting Ravens on Sunday to go with my turkey sandwich.
I never had a roasted Raven.
Yeah, I don't think that it doesn't sound like it'll taste very good.
Neither mine, but you know what? I'll try anything once.
That's I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that now, but it's
just basically a crow, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think crows are.
Yeah, I don't think you should eat those. But hey, listen, if it means a double-digit win, you got to do what you got to do. Eric, what do you got for us for Hughes Clues? What's your guess?
I don't know. I kind of had a food one, but I guess I'll have to get off of that. Let's see, the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
A good guess. The CP people are on, they at least are giving good guesses.
I mean, parade.
Yeah, you got to get inside Hugh's head a little bit. You watch the parade tomorrow?
Nope.
No?
But I am kind of...
Come on, now. I thought you were a parade guy.
I'm kind of curious about this celebration on the Ben Franklin, though. Is it Ben Franklin?
What is going on? We just heard...
No, they in the commercial, they said that they're practicing.
They're practicing the parade on the Ben Franklin?
I think that's what... Oh, yeah, I think that's what I heard.
Well, if there's traffic today, you know why.
No, because when I heard it, I might have heard it wrong.
Do they practice parades?
That's what I was like, wait a minute.
Who has time to practice a parade?
Because my thought, Ben Franklin, I'm like, are they really about to shut the Ben Franklin down?
Well, some like parades are like choreographed and stuff. Yeah, you'd practice.
But maybe you do it more as a walkthrough somewhere. You can't clear out the streets you're going to use tomorrow. You know, like that's too much.
Maybe
that's
misheard, and they're practicing what the parade's going to be on the bridge.
I think so. Maybe I misheard, but you know it wouldn't be the first time. So
I can't believe you're not popping that parade on tomorrow when you're sitting in your bed or your counter.
Mm-mm. Nah.
We got to get you a couch, man. I can't believe I found out that he was eating dinner on his counter, sitting on a counter.
Oh no, Joe, it's the best.
Do you like wave your feet around too, like a?
You know it. You already know the vibes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I don't know how else to say this, but you're too big to be sitting on a counter.
No, you said it exactly the way it should have been said. Your ass too big to be on the counter, but I sit on the counter.
All right, Will in the Northeast is up. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
What's up, Will?
What's up, Will?
All right, man. Happy Turkey Eve. I hope y'all enjoy yourself. And I'm gonna try and guess what Hughes was thinking. Will there be any games on?
Oh, you guessing already?
Yeah, I'm gonna get that out the way.
So that's not it, but an interesting guess. All right, having to do with the games. All right, Will, what do you got for us? You trust Jalen if it's a shootout Sunday?
Come on, man. Jalen, he's been in the best shootouts. He's been in the Super Bowl and shot it out with the best quarterback. Right now.
Well, he did. Well, hold on. And I think he played overall very well in the game. But he did make a critical turnover that was a part of the reason they lost that game.
Absolutely. But I think he's playing smart ball. And just like a couple of other callers said earlier, they make great adjustments. So that's what's really going to get us over the hump. But I just want to say, this is probably the preview of the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Woo!
You never know. So whoever, that's what people feel. Hey, listen, both these guys, for real, I believe both the teams are equal. We got the 1 and 2 best running backs. We got two of the best scrambling quarterbacks. And both these guys are hungry. And they've been there. They've been to the dance. Well, one of them been there.
And one's been close, yeah. One's been close.
Yeah. So it's just like, I just believe this is going to be one of the best games ever Sunday, and it's going to be the World Bowl. And like I said, I love Saquon, but my man going to come out on top.
That's all right, Will. It is the World Bowl. That's right. Saquon versus Derrick Henry. Have a happy Thanksgiving. So Will said there this is a preview of the Super Bowl, which it could be.
I've heard people say that before.
I think we're seeing on Sunday two of – how many teams do you guys think can actually win the Super Bowl? I think it's – for me, it's down to six.
Kansas City.
I would say Baltimore. I have six in my head. Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo.
Detroit.
Eagles, Packers. I have six teams I think could actually win. Everyone else feels...
Fugazi.
Yeah, like there's some other good teams, but I... Come on. Are the Minnesota Vikings win the Super Bowl with Sam Darnold?
Don't feel like it.
Nope. Is there anyone I'm missing? I feel like it's down to those six teams. One of those six, I believe, will win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the other ones feel like they're right on that tier below.
Steelers.
Yeah, the Chargers feel like they'll be good next year or like have a real chance to win it next year. Yep. Like the other teams just feel like too young. Steelers, I think, are phony baloney.
Like the Commanders are rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just feels like I think it's six. Yeah. I think we're seeing two of the six real contenders. Do we have some clarification?
It's going to be the best game ever, Josh.
Of all time. Do we have some clarification on this parade practice?
Yeah, so it's not the bridge. It's the Ben Franklin Parkway. Oval.
That makes more sense.
Okay, that shut down today, which is a pain in the ass in itself.
Yeah, but. Okay, I know what you're talking about. Because that's why I was like, wait a minute, is it the bridge? Gotcha.
Could you imagine the anger you're trying to get around
because when I heard it, that was my first thought. The Ben Franklin, I was thinking bridge, but it's the parkway.
Okay.
Gotcha. Okay.
I mean,
that's what about a museum and stuff, like right over
there. And they're already shut down because they're preparing for the whole thing. That makes more sense. All right, let's talk to Josh in Wilmington. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? How we doing today?
Josh, what's up, pal?
Not a whole lot. First, happy Thanksgiving to you guys, man. I'm, it's my favorite holiday of the year. Greatest meal of the year. And I'm just stoked, right? Hugh, you're in Delaware. The open door, if you're willing to want to stop by and you're looking for something to eat, my door's always open, my man.
I appreciate that, man.
That was awesome.
I appreciate that, Josh.
Yeah, you got it. So, look, I don't care what we're calling it. Shootout, breakdance fight, knife fight, whatever. We own the Ravens this weekend. And again, just because Hugh had to pull it out of me yesterday, our offensive line, minus Jason Kelce, and we're better offensive line-wise,
we're
going to beat the living tar out of Baltimore. And the reason why is the short week, right?
Yeah.
Shorter week for them. And, they got a little bit – they got pushed around the other night, and they don't know what's coming. I mean, after everyone seeing that on Sunday night, you can forget about it.
Kiss the
I'm
baby.
Fully confident in – it's not about Jalen Hurts at this point. It's about how the team responds because it's both sides of the ball now. And, again, I'm fully confident that we're just going to go in there and move them around like it's – I can't even come up with a word. That's where I'm at. There we go.
There you go. Lost for words.
There we go.
Inspiration from the Midday Show.
That's right. Now, listen, another quick thing that made me laugh today. Hugh, man, you hit an eight-leg parlay, and now you're doing non-live reads for ESPN bets, man. How quickly did they make that happen?
Look at God. Yeah. Look at God. God is so good.
The powers that be were like, this is the greatest better out there. We got to get him to do live reads.
I'm about to do a show.
Yeah, and you guys got to stay tuned. Hugh's got a bet hooked up.
I got that heat for you today.
Turkey Day parlay. It's going to be, we all rolled our eyes at him when he said it. But maybe he's smarter than everyone thinks. All right, Josh, what do you got for us? What's your guess? Hugh's clues. The first thing that Hugh said when I said Thanksgiving, he said what?
The Cowboys suck.
That's a great guess. That is, Josh, that's not it.
No.
But that could have worked. I mean, I could have seen maybe that the second or third thing he said. But he actually said something you'll see when we get there. 215-592-9494. For your phone calls after we come back on the other side. Do you trust Hurts if he has to win a shootout on Sunday? Your guess is for Hughes Clues. We get a third clue in the 12 o'clock hour. Plus, Nick Sirianni's conversation with The Morning Show, including his first real answer about how they're going to approach Saquon Barkley rest versus record down the stretch of the season. Is it already in Sirianni's head? He addressed that with The Morning Show. You'll hear it next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. It really is the most wonderful time of the year. Holiday season, Thanksgiving tomorrow, football.
Whatever.
Oh, don't be a Grinch.
What's your problem?
I'm not being a Grinch. What's my problem?
Yeah.
I don't have a problem.
You said you didn't like the song.
It's all right.
It's all right.
I saw the Christmas tree. We got the Christmas tree. Yeah. Can we have Thanksgiving first?
Well, but you got to realize, so everyone leaves today, right?
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
by the
right.
time we get
come back,
back
it'll be, we'll be in Christmas mode.
They're just getting ahead of the curve.
You know what's funny? Like, listen, I listen to the morning show. And since you went here, I got to say something.
I didn't go anywhere.
No, because Joe the camera said something this morning. I love Joe. But he said something that kind of triggered me.
What did he say?
This morning. Because he was talking about the holidays and how he was saying, what did he say? He said something about, hey, check up on the people that, you know, check up on your people because they might be alone this Thanksgiving.
Okay, he's just trying to be nice.
And I'm like, why? How the hell you know I don't want to be alone on Thanksgiving?
Well, I don't think it was pointed directly
at you. I think he's implying check in on the people that don't want to be alone but are. Like, I think that kind of goes without saying.
I am listening as a fan of the show. And I'm you know, just like everybody else does, they get mad at you when you say stuff, Joe. They don't even know you.
You are Scrooge McDouglas, man.
I got mad at Joe because I'm like, hell, how do you know I want to be bothered on Thanksgiving?
He's not talking about you then.
No, but I'm just saying, like, don't call me.
I think it was just a generalization.
I don't want to be bothered.
He's not talking about the Hugh Douglas of the world. He's talking about the people that don't choose to be alone.
There are some people out there that they like to be by themselves. They don't want to be festive. They don't want to be
not who he was talking
with
about.
The families. But I was just saying, I felt like he was like, how dare you put me in a category?
You make this about
everybody
you.
Else.
Wow.
Doesn't everybody?
Self-serving Douglas over here.
Doesn't everybody?
And you're thinking about yourself.
It's actually a compliment to Joe because in radio, you want to make each listener
feel like you're a part of it.
You
yeah.
and them, right? And Joe did that to you. You felt like Joe was calling you out personally.
Like, I was like, how dare you, Joe? I don't want to be bothered. Just say, hey, just send a text, shoot a text. People say, hey, I'm worried about you. For what? I got a ton of alcohol at the crib. I'm chill. I got video games, and I got leftovers. What more can a man want?
Well, I mean, you could say a few other things.
No, it's funny because let's be honest. Tomorrow, you're going to have family members over that you haven't seen in a while. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have conversations with them that you really don't want to have.
Well, it's that trade-off. You get the good food, you get the dessert, you get the football, you got to deal with the other stuff.
And you know what, Joe, I don't, you know, I'm not saying you in particular, but what we do for a living, we always have to have conversations with family members who want to validate their football knowledge all the time. And it's like, and I really want to look at them and say, dog, like seriously, all jokes aside, and I listen, a quick conversation about football, I don't have a problem with. But when we sitting at the table and you want to have a full-blown conversation about the Detroit Lions or what the Eagles are doing, dog, I talk on the radio for 4 hours a day. Mm. I ain't trying to have that conversation. I want to sit here and watch football with y'all, if I'm going to do that, and just chill out. We ain't got to talk about football. Just chill out. Be quiet. Let's talk about Pokemon. Let's talk about something different. We ain't got to talk about sports all the time. We about to watch the game.
Pokemon?
Anything okay. besides football.
Yeah, don't talk about Pokemon. Yeah.
But you get what I'm saying, though, because I'm pretty sure you have family members when you, hey, how's the show going? You guys were talking about. No. can I have a moment where I ain't got to talk about that? Like, I've been talking about it for 4 hours. Can I just get a moment?
So
can I just enjoy this plate without you in my ear talking about the Eagles? For 1 minute.
Everyone should check on you tomorrow and ask you about the Eagles.
Yeah, no. Everyone, if you know Hugh, shoot him a text. See how he's doing. Maybe give him a call, FaceTime.
You know can they run on the Ravens?
I forgot where I was because I know that's exactly what I'm going to get.
I think for the last 3 minutes, Hugh forgot exactly where he was.
That's why you got love Philadelphia. Like, you know what, Hugh, screw you. We're going to ask you about the Eagles.
Wait, what?
Time.
You said not to do something? We're going to do it more.
I forgot where I was.
Yeah, you did. All right,
I didn't set myself up.
215-592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phone lines, Hugh, why don't you give everyone a second clue? Huge clues. Pair of tickets. See the Big Five Classic Saturday, December 7th at the Wells Fargo Center. All right, the first clue today was this was the first word Hugh said when I asked him about Thanksgiving. Clue number two?
It's not a food.
Well, that's going to certainly change the equation here. So, yes, this was not a food.
Yes.
You know, you would think, I don't know, turkey. I mean, like I say Thanksgiving, you think turkey. Well, that's not what you said.
Not a food.
Clue number two. All right, 215-592-949. For first, before we get back to the phones, though, Hugh, Eagles did make a signing as they try to replace Brandon Graham.
Every week.
Every day. All right. Couple of players in here to, in aggregate, maybe replace what they're losing here in Brandon Graham. So they signed KJ Henry.
In aggregate as well. Yeah,
2 days ago, right? He was the he was a player on the Commanders last year, young player. He got he bounced around from the Bengals, Cowboys. Seems like he's just a guy, right? Just
like you said, he's just a guy.
Just a guy. But the name yesterday is actually more of a name, former first-round pick, Charles Harris, who this year was a Panther. You look at his numbers. He had 3 sacks this year. It's like he was playing. He was getting playing time, 3 sacks. He actually was a former first-round pick the year the Eagles took Derek Barnett. I remember he was kind of in the mix to be picked in that, you know, around that spot. I think the best season he had in the NFL was with Detroit maybe 3 years ago. He's become a journeyman.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think for what Charles Harris is, that's not a bad signing for November. 3 sacks?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to find too many pass rushers out there. You're not going to find too many guys that can do what you want them to do. This has to come from within. You sign a guy like that because you're trying to spell some guys. You're trying to, you know, take some of the heat or some of the reps off of other people. But it ain't too many guys out there, man, that you can get at this time of the year. Really ain't.
We did have an update, though, on the Shaq Barrett situation. Kyle, what did we see this morning on Shaq Barrett? So Shaq Barrett, that's, of all the names possibly out there, he's the one that's been the best the most recently, right? Because there's a lot of veterans that are just hanging out. He was a player last year. He signed with the Dolphins in training camp. He decided to retire, so he's sitting at home. But, you know, there's some buzz that maybe he's trying to come out of retirement now, but it's a matter of where he would want to go.
So it's popped up on my Twitter feed, and it's at, like, DMs, which, you know, you can never really fully verify.
Sure.
How true it might be. But so it's a screenshot of a DM to Jordana Barrett, who I assume is his wife, girlfriend, whatever. It's a significant other. And they said, "We want Shaq in Philly." She loved it, hearted it. And she responded, "Miami has his rights, but the Eagles are the ones who pulled him out of retirement." Mm. So
that's what that's to keep
just
an
what's
eye
going
on.
Around.
Yeah. So Adam Schefter did report yesterday. He did put in for reinstatement. He's trying to come out of retirement. That's the biggest possible name. I have no idea how. Like, I guess the Dolphins would have to grant him his release, and then he'd be free to sign somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure before all of this happens, then you want to make sure that you put yourself in a position so that you can look at other teams. I made a phone call yesterday. I know some people about this particular thing.
This player,
they know him very, very close. And he was like, "This is still a fluid situation." They said, "You know, we gotta do some things first before we can even get to that point." Because you know me, I just like, "Hey,
get him here.
We need him here."
So Miami has to agree to cut him by 4 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, so they're probably trying to, the people that I know, they're probably trying to work this out, you know, and get this done. So I'll give him to what? You say 4 o'clock? I'll make that phone call again or that text message.
Update from you at 4 o'clock on Thanksgiving.
Tomorrow he's calling someone important.
I'm calling somebody. Joe, you probably got to text me and remind me to make the phone call. But outside of that,
I'm on top of it. 215.
Everyone remind Hugh tomorrow.
Yes.
Check in on him
anyway.
And tell him to make the phone call.
They're going
to
do that anyway. We got to love the people, man.
215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phone lines here. Do you trust Jalen Hurts if this is indeed a shootout on Sunday? Anthony in Jersey's up. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Good, Anthony. What's up?
What up, man?
Hey, man, I trust Jalen Hurts during the shootout. Like you guys have been saying, we have players that can get the ball to dunks and screens and that can go 70 yards, 80 yards, not to mention Saquon at the backfield. He's going the distance.
They must have I don't believe
that the Ravens play the defense like us. I know they play the Steelers or whatever, but I see that they play the defense like us.
Yeah, the Steelers are probably the only one. And the Chiefs in week one. They've only been held to 20 or less, I think, 2 times. Every other game, it's been, you know, upper 20s, 30s, 40s. They usually score a lot. But your point, they haven't seen a lot of great defenses.
Yeah, no, they haven't seen a lot of great defenses. And I think the Ravens are just living off their old name, Ravens. Man, the Ravens ain't nobody to be scared of. Man, we are the team to be scared of. The uglies up front, man. They going to maul you and maul you and maul you until you in the ground, man. And Saquon is running down the sideline, man. Saquon running down the sideline.
Well, and he runs, and he's been running amazingly this year. All right, Anthony, what do you got for us? Hugh's Clues, what's the answer today?
Oh,
man, you messed me up with not the food, man. I was going to go with Axville, the pork and bacon, but I'm going to say Furniture, man.
Furniture?
Furniture, like you lay down on the furniture after you're done eating?
Yeah, you ain't got none.
No, I don't.
Well, you know what?
I don't.
That's a great answer.
I got a shelf yesterday, though.
You got a shelf before a couch?
Yeah, well, you know, it's for my son. Like, my son has more furniture in his room than I actually have in my whole house. But I'm waiting, man. I mean,
just
it's
get
like,
a couch.
Nah, I'll wait.
What do you sit on?
The bed.
You just go home and lay in your bed?
Go to sleep.
We're done. Nah. We're off the air at 2 o'clock.
Best.
That's
yeah.
a long time in the bed,
it's the best.
Man.
It's the absolute best. It's the best. That's why I got a bed that was so comfortable.
Wait a second.
What?
When you're eating dinner, you eating in the bed?
No, I go. I sit on the counter. Eat a little dinner.
Sit on the counter?
Time out.
Yeah.
My daughter sits on the counter. She weighs 45 pounds.
Dude, yeah, there's no way that counter's going to last long.
You
man.
Can't be sitting
this
on the counter.
This is a big, sturdy marble counter. I'll sit on the counter.
Yeah, but when I think of, like, when someone says they're sitting
or
on the counter.
I lay in the bed or I sit on the bed.
No, you can't be eating dinner in bed.
Sedentary. No, because I get up and, you know, I move around. But, yeah, I lay in the bed and play video games and chill out and watch some TV.
We got to get you a couch.
I'm going to get a couch, man.
We might have to chip in as a station.
Nah, I'm going to get a couch. Yeah. I'm going to get a couch. I just ain't found one I wanted.
You know what my favorite thing is when the Eagles are really good? We take other good teams and we make them out to not be good. Our last caller just said, like, poo-pooed the Ravens. Like,
he kind of did.
In the last 2 years, they are 21-8. Like, they're good, too. I think the Eagles could certainly win this game on Sunday. But this isn't like... It's just some
team. This is going to be a challenge.
Yeah, of course
it is.
This is
going to be a challenge.
Nancy in Valley Forge is up. Hey, Nancy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Nancy. What's up?
So I think it's going to come down to, you know, the last couple minutes of the game. I think it's going to depend upon who makes no mistakes. Because, you know, I do have a certain quarterback as my fantasy quarterback. So I've been paying attention to the Ravens.
Oh, you have Lamar. That's a pretty good fantasy quarterback to have.
It is. And I also have their defense. So, listen, I would love to see a game where we blow them out and we can all have a nice Sunday, watch it with the family that's still in town, you know, enjoy it, and not be on pins and needles screaming at the TV for 2.5 hours.
Oh, I'd like that. It feels like it's probably going to be really close, but I would enjoy that if we could like exhale in the fourth quarter the way we did Sunday night. That would be great.
Yeah, wouldn't
Nancy.
That be nice?
Yeah,
wouldn't
of
that
course.
Be nice if it just cap off a lovely Thanksgiving weekend?
It would. All right, Nancy, what do you think about Hugh's beard? Because if they hold the Ravens to 20 or less, that beard is in trouble.
Hugh, you better start preparing yourself mentally. That thing is gone.
I've been prepared mentally for weeks. I started preparing mentally.
Well, good.
When who
did
they play?
The
Commodores.
Commodores. Yeah, Hugh's been sitting on his counter.
I want to hear all this boo-hooing when
I'm not a boo-hooer. I'm a stand-up guy. I might try to.
You may be stand-up, but we're gonna have to hear about it forever.
It'll grow back. If I gotta shave, it'll grow back.
Now, have we made a final decision on if you're dyeing it green or shaving it?
What do you
think, Nancy? If he had to either shave it off or dye it green for like a whole month.
A month?
Yeah, a month.
Well,
damn, Joe.
I mean, I am a happily married woman, but, you know, I do like a clean shaven face.
All right, so I think we know where the vote is there. All right, Nancy, what's your guess? Hugh's clues, the first thing he said to me when I said, Hugh, Thanksgiving. This is what he said.
Listen, y'all, don't go get into trouble.
That's something Hugh would say. Yeah, trouble.
Yeah, trouble.
Stay, avoid trouble. Nancy, that's not it, but it's certainly something Hugh would say. Yeah, a green beard for a month would be something else.
Yeah, it would be.
The whole playoff run, everyone coming out to the pregame shows at the link, and there's Hugh with his green beard.
Laughing and giggling, pointing, taking pictures.
You thought defense didn't matter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that might be better than the no beard. Well, because I feel like the if you shave after a few days, we'll just get used to you without a beard.
Yeah, with a booty face.
Right, but the green...
And then grow back.
The green beard?
Because technically, if I shave, then... I can do what Coach Sirianni did because he let his grow back. So all I got to do is shave and then I can let it grow back.
Yeah, I think for our purposes, the better thing for a longer period of time would be the green beard. I mean, that you got to hold that for a whole month,
definitely.
The whole playoff run. I think that would have to be it, right? You have to dye it the start of the postseason week and you can't cut it off
until after the outcome.
Until the Eagles are done.
Okay, so when we make it to Louisiana, can I dye it back when we go to Louisiana?
Oh, no, when we get home.
Are you crazy? You think you're going to like undo the good juju before the Super Bowl?
And you're going to have a green beard. You can't do that.
Oh, I tried it. I tried it.
Could you imagine us down in on Bourbon Street? Where's Hugh? We haven't seen him in a
there he is, right there. Big black guy with the green beard. Yeah. All of that. Yep. All of that in the bag of chips.
Eric in Middletown. What's up, Eric?
Good afternoon, guys. First of all, there's no way Baltimore is stopping our offense. They have to sneak their safety down, Hamilton, to play the run defense. We'll just go right over the top on them. We're going to get Saquon in the open on these screen plays and dump off.
Might need some music.
And it's going to be wide open. Double-digit win, I guarantee it.
A guaranteed double-digit win, Eric? I like that.
We're going to be roasting Ravens on Sunday to go with my turkey sandwich.
I never had a roasted Raven.
Yeah, I don't think that it doesn't sound like it'll taste very good.
Neither mine, but you know what? I'll try anything once.
That's I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that now, but it's
just basically a crow, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think crows are.
Yeah, I don't think you should eat those. But hey, listen, if it means a double-digit win, you got to do what you got to do. Eric, what do you got for us for Hugh's Clues? What's your guess?
I don't know. I kind of had a food one, but I guess I'll have to get off of that. Let's see, the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
A good guess. The CP people they at least are giving good guesses. I mean,
parade.
Yeah, you got to get inside Hugh's head a little bit. You watch the parade tomorrow?
Nope.
No?
But I am kind of...
Come on, now. I thought you were a parade guy.
I'm kind of curious about this celebration on the Ben Franklin, though. Is it Ben Franklin?
What is going on? We just heard...
No, they in the commercial, they said that they're practicing.
They're practicing the parade on the Ben Franklin?
I think that's what... I think that's what I heard.
Well, if there's traffic today, you know why.
No, because when I heard it, I might have heard it wrong.
Do they practice parades?
That's what I was like, wait a
minute.
Who has
time to practice a parade?
Because my thought, Ben Franklin, I'm like, are they really about to shut the Ben Franklin down?
Well, some like parades are like choreographed and stuff. Yeah, you'd practice.
But maybe you do it more as a walkthrough somewhere. You can't clear out the streets you're going to use tomorrow. You know, like that's too much.
Maybe
that's
misheard, and they're practicing what the parade's going to be on the bridge.
I think so. Maybe I misheard. But you know, it wouldn't be the first time. So
I can't believe you're not popping that parade on tomorrow when you're sitting in your bed on your counter.
Mm-mm. No.
We got to get you a couch, man. I can't believe I found out that he was eating dinner on his counter, sitting on a counter.
Oh, no. Hey, Joe, it's the best.
Do you like wave your feet around too?
You know it. You already know the vibes. Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I don't know how else to say this, but you're too big to be sitting on a counter.
No, you said it exactly the way it should have been said. Your ass too big to be on the counter, but I sit on the counter.
All right, Will in the Northeast is up. What's up, Will?
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
What's up, Will?
What's up, Will?
All right, man. Happy Turkey Eve. I hope y'all enjoy yourself. And I'm gonna try and guess what Hugh was thinking. Will there be any games on?
Oh, you guessing already?
Yeah, I'm gonna get that out the way.
That's not it, but an interesting guess. All right, having to do with the games. All right, Will, what do you got for us? You trust Jalen if it's a shootout Sunday?
Come on, man. Jalen, he's been in the best shootouts. He's been in the Super Bowl and shot it out with the best quarterback. Right now.
Well, he did. Well, hold on. And I think he played overall very well in the game. But he did make a critical turnover that was a part of the reason they lost that game.
Absolutely. But I think he's playing smart ball. And just like a couple of other callers said earlier, they make great adjustments. So that's what's really going to get us over the hump. But I just want to say, this is probably the preview of the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Woo!
You never know. So whoever people feel. Hey, listen, both these guys, for real, I believe both the teams are equal. We got the 1 and 2 best running backs. We got two of the best scrambling quarterbacks. And both these guys are hungry. And they've been there. They've been to the deck. Well, one of them been there.
And one's been close, yeah. One's been close.
Yeah. So it's just like, I just believe this is going to be one of the best games ever Sunday, and it's going to be the World Bowl. And like I said, I love Saquon, but my man going to come out on top.
That's all right, Will. It is the World Bowl. That's right, Saquon versus Derrick Henry. Have a happy Thanksgiving. So Will said there this is a preview of the Super Bowl, which it could be.
I've heard people say that before.
I think we're seeing on Sunday two of – how many teams do you guys think can actually win the Super Bowl? I think it's – for me, it's down to six.
Kansas City.
I would say Baltimore. I have six in my head. Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo.
Detroit.
Eagles, Packers. I have six teams I think could actually win. Everyone else feels...
Fugazi.
Yeah, like there's some other good teams, but I... Come on. Are the Minnesota Vikings win the Super Bowl with Sam Darnold?
Don't feel like it.
Nope. Is there anyone I'm missing? I feel like it's down to those six teams. One of those six, I believe, will win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the other ones feel like they're right on that tier below.
Steelers.
Yeah, the Chargers feel like they'll be good next year or like have a real chance to win it next year. Yep. Like the other teams just feel like too young. Steelers, I think, are phony baloney.
Like the Commanders are rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just feels like I think it's six. Yeah. I think we're seeing two of the six real contenders. Do we have some clarification?
It's going to be the best game ever,
Josh. Of all time. Do we have some clarification on this parade practice?
Yeah, so it's not the bridge. It's the Ben Franklin Parkway. Oval.
That makes more sense.
Okay, that shut down today, which is a pain in the ass in itself.
Yeah, but. Okay, I know what you're talking about. Because that's why I was like, wait a minute, is it the bridge? Okay. Gotcha.
Could you imagine the anger you're trying to get around
because when I heard it, that was my first thought. The Ben Franklin, I was thinking bridge, but it's the Parkway.
Okay.
Gotcha. Okay.
I mean,
that's what about a museum and stuff, like right over
there. And they're already shut down because they're preparing for the whole thing. That makes more sense. All right, let's talk to Josh in Wilmington. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? How we doing today?
Josh, what's up, pal?
Not a whole lot. First, happy Thanksgiving to you guys, man. I'm, it's my favorite holiday of the year. Greatest meal of the year. And I'm just stoked, right? Hugh, you're in Delaware. The open door, if you're willing to want to stop by and you're looking for something to eat, my door's always open, my man.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that, Josh.
Yeah, you got it. So, look, I don't care what we're calling it. Shootout, breakdance fight, knife fight, whatever. We own the Ravens this weekend. And again, just... because Hugh had to pull it out of me yesterday, our offensive line, minus Jason Kelce, and we're better offensive line-wise,
we're
going to beat the living tar out of Baltimore. And the reason why is the short week, right?
Yeah.
Shorter week for them. And, they got a little bit – they got pushed around the other night, and they don't know what's coming. I mean, after everyone seeing that on Sunday night, you can forget about it.
Kiss the
baby.
I'm
fully confident in – it's not about Jalen Hurts at this point. It's about how the team responds because it's both sides of the ball now. And, again, I'm fully confident that we're just going to go in there and move them around like it's – I can't even come up with a word. That's where I'm at.
There you go. Lost for words.
There we go.
Inspiration from the Midday Show.
That's right. Now, listen, another quick thing that made me laugh today. Hugh, man, you hit an eight-leg parlay, and now you're doing non-live reads for ESPN Bets, man. How quickly did they make that happen?
Look at God. Yeah. Look at God. God is so good.
The powers that be were like, this is the greatest bettor out there. We got to get him to do live reads.
I'm about to do a show.
Yeah, and you guys got to stay tuned. Hugh's got a bet cooked up.
I got that heat for you today.
Turkey Day parlay. It's going to be, we all rolled our eyes at him when he said it. But maybe he's smarter than everyone thinks. All right, Josh, what do you got for us? What's your guess? Hugh's clues. The first thing that Hugh said when I said Thanksgiving, he said what?
The Cowboys suck.
That's a great guess. That is, Josh, that's not it. No. But that could have worked. I mean, I could have seen maybe that the second or third thing he said. But he actually said something just, well, you'll see when we get there. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls after we come back on the other side. Do you trust Hurts if he has to win a shootout on Sunday? Your guess is for Hughes Clues. We get a third clue in the 12 o'clock hour. Plus, Nick Sirianni's conversation with The Morning Show, including his